Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mike and Kim Burge with The Good Stuff. Local, national, and international livestock industry news. It's all important. Where are you going to get it from, though? That's the question. What about where you're going to get livestock auction reports and award-winning columnists on the topics? Check out TSLN. That's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com for all this information and so much more, and you can subscribe there as well.
Where can you find 300-plus motel rooms and numerous Airbnbs with hundreds of camping spots? Right here in Cherry County, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to start looking for that trip this fall yet, or maybe next summer. Pick out one of the canoe outfitters or kayak outfitters on the scenic Niobrara River. Go to visitvalentine.org. And Kim, before you get started today, we just want to take a moment in here and remember that today is National Day of Service and Remembrance, a day to honor and remember the victims of September 11th, 2001, the terrorist attacks, and to pay tribute to those who have served in response. It's also a day to strengthen communities and inspire unity and compassion. So again, this is known as the National Day of Service and Remembrance, 9/11.
Let it make us stronger, not weaker. That is for sure. I have a piece called I Trust You'll Treat Her Well. World, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with two blue eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long and a batch of light blonde hair that bounces in the sunshine when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out of the backyard of my heart this morning and skipping off down the street to her first day of school, and never again will she be completely mine. Prim and proud, she'll wave a young and independent hand this morning and say goodbye and walk with little lady steps to the nearby schoolhouse. Gone will be the chattering little hoyden who lived only for play, and gone will be the delightful little gamin who roamed the yard like a proud princess with nary a care in her little world. Now she will learn to stand in lines and wait by the alphabet for her name to be called. She will learn to tune her little girl ears for the sound of school bells and for deadlines. She will learn to giggle and gossip and to look at the ceiling in a disinterested way when the little boy across the aisle sticks out his tongue. Now she will learn to be jealous. And now she will learn how it is to feel hurt inside. And now she will learn how not to cry. No longer will she have time to sit on the front porch steps on a summer day and watch while an ant scurries across a crack in a sidewalk. Or will she have time to pop out of bed with the dawn to kiss lilac blossoms in the morning dew. Now she will worry about important things, like grades and what dresses to wear and whose best friend is whose. Now she will worry about the little boy who pulls her hair at recess time and staying after school and which little girls like which little boys, and the magic of books and knowledge will soon take the place of the magic of her blocks and her dolls. And she'll find her new heroes. For 5 full years I've been her sage and her Santa Claus, her pals and playmate, her parent and friend. Now, alas, she'll learn to share her worship and adoration with her teachers, which is, of course, only right. No longer will her parents be the smartest and greatest in the world. Today, when the first school bell rings, she'll learn how it is to be a member of the group, with all its privileges and, of course, its disadvantages, too. She'll learn in time that proper young ladies don't laugh out loud or keep frogs in pickle jars in bedrooms or watch ants scurry across the cracks in the summer sidewalk. Today she'll begin to learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends, that the group can be a demanding mistress, and I'll stand on the porch and watch her start out on the long, long journey to becoming a woman. So, world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with two blue eyes, a happy laugh that ripples all day long, and a batch of light blonde hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. That's an awesome piece, I think, as school has gotten started, and I thought that was a great way to lift that special moment in all of our hearts.
Thanks for sharing that today, Kim, on The Good Stuff. And if you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And once again, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Burge is B-U-R-G-E. And keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.